Poetry on the radio. Today, Suzanne Edgar.
Breasts. Late at night, my breasts push on the dividing wall, whisper through cracks in the lace. When I let them out of their cage, they moan with pleasure, swing free, and tumble down the steps of my ribs to laugh and sigh at the soft, reviving kiss of air. While I sleep, these milk-white tipsy creatures sidle and sway, eavesdrop, round-eyed, on dreams and night games. At first light they wait, subdued, for the blindfold, the cage, separation and a stretch of solitary confinement. It's something I wrote quite a long time ago when I was first beginning to write poetry. Well, it usually brings a laugh and shock my children, of course, but it's, you know, not a bad idea to have a funny poem after a couple of sad ones, I think. So that was my idea here. And usually people are quite shocked, you know. They do sit up and listen when you read this poem. With a title like that, who wouldn't? Breasts. Late at night, my breasts push on the dividing wall, whisper through cracks in the lace. When I let them out of their cage, they moan with pleasure, swing free, and tumble down the steps of my ribs to laugh and sigh at the soft, reviving kiss of air. While I sleep, these milk-white, tipsy creatures sidle and sway, eavesdrop, round-eyed, on dreams and night games. At first light they wait, subdued, for the blindfold, the cage, separation, and a stretch of solitary confinement.
Today we heard Suzanne Edgar on Poetry on the Radio, a production of ArtSound FM and Recent Work Press. To find out more, go to artsound.fm and look under the Programs tab for Poetry on the Radio.